The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits.
We can apply lipstick and chat at the same time.
Okay.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, you want to just start talking to the people?
Yeah, I want to start talking to the people. Hello, people.
Hi, people.
Welcome to With Wit, Date Night Edition.
Date Night with Wit.
And Tim.
Feels like we haven't been here in a while. And especially
weeks.
Since we were going through our answers and commentary from last time, like the goals were felt so long ago.
Well, we were traveling.
I think I was about to head to New York for Fashion Week, probably right before we did this.
Mm-hmm.
All so right.
People probably really miss us.
I think they probably really, really,
yeah,
really miss us.
Like, thank God they're back.
Thank God.
Where do you think most people listen to podcasts?
In the car,
yeah.
I would say. Second most popular place would probably be like at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Third mm-hmm. most popular place would probably be in bed.
Okay.
And then I'm done.
You know, you have a fourth most popular place? In the kitchen.
Oh, doing dishes, to be specific. Sometimes I want to listen to something while I'm doing dishes mm-hmm. because dishes are a very monotonous thing. Mm. But I've enjoyed them later on in life, and we'll get to that goal from last time, which I know to work on my messiness. But I never know what to listen to uh-huh. when I'm doing the dishes on Alexa. Like, should I be like, tell me the news? But then I'm like, I don't really want to like listen to the news.
Uh-huh. I think you should just, well, for other people, it should just be With Wit, with Tim, Date Night Edition.
Yeah, true.
Like, this is probably the best podcast for while you're doing dishes or in the car or at the gym.
Agreed. But if you're me and I
yeah,
and I live with us, and
we gotta figure it out for you. Like, but for everyone else out there, this is it. This is the podcast. If we could capture the dishes doing market, like, we would be like Joe Rogan.
That's not a bad market to be in.
Yeah.
Nobody, it's an untapped market. All right.
Fuck you, Joe Rogan.
Well, next time you guys are like, I'm doing dishes and I'm so bored, and how can I kill two birds with one stone and become more educated and laugh and have a good time? Turn on With Wit.
Yes, turn on, but nobody's getting more educated. I don't have any facts for them.
Yeah, educated on us.
Yeah, fine. If you want to know like what I ate last week,
yeah,
you come to the right place.
Yeah, everything's an education.
Yeah, okay.
It's the content that, you know, whatever. So welcome to With Wit. Welcome to With Wit. I'm in a great mood. I had a good morning of taking care of myself, which I tried everything in my head not to do. You know, I was like, I'm like, go take a walk. And then I got sidetracked on my phone. And then like I had left Love Island on, and I was like, do I want to finish this scene? And then my brain popped on again and was like, go take a walk. And then I was like, but I need my headphones. And then I went to get my headphones and I found my light that needs to be charged. And then I went and charged my light. And then I was like, go take a walk.
Yeah. And then you did.
I finally took a walk. And it was great. And I listened to a podcast.
Oh, about doing dishes?
I listened to
Joe Rogan's podcast.
My friend Jackie Shimon, the Bitch Bible.
Uh-huh.
And she just is always good for a giggle and a mindless laugh. And then I took a shower outside. And it was so nice.
Self-care.
Yeah.
To the max.
So I feel really good. I feel light and I'm excited for the type of work that we're doing today. Recording this and then going to check out a merch place. So how are you?
I'm good. I'm great.
He's not.
I'm fine.
Tell us how you really are.
I'm fine. Okay. I played tennis this morning and I didn't play well.
And now you're in your feelings about it.
I don't even have feelings.
That's definitely a lie. You have a lot of feelings.
No, I'm fine. I just...
All right. So let's just change the topic and...
What was your goal?
Goal review. Goal review. Goal review at lunch.
10 out of 10.
Well, my goal was to be less messy, to focus on the mess. I give myself a C-. I feel like at home I've done a little bit better, but in my car, it's like a nightmare right now. Mm-hmm. Like I have packages from PR that are half opened. Mm-hmm. I have like probably an old coffee bean, maybe a half drink tea in my little fridge thing, like probably some...
Like an old salad.
Probably. Oh my God.
Emergency salad. A few days.
I have to have emergency salad in case it was good for me to know it was there.
Well, my goal was to do some more mindful eating.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that.
Oh, shit, man. When we leave here, we have to say our goals to ourselves more than just what we're saying here to each other. We have to leave here and remember them.
That's a fact.
Because I think that we do this and we're like in recording mode and then we leave and it's like a kind of like a blackout of what we talked about. And I think we have to remember that there are certain things from this date night that are actually very therapeutic and cathartic and motivating.
Yeah.
Right?
Therapeutic.
So yours was to eat more protein. Yours was to think about eating a little bit more. What if you're hungry? Do I need this snack? How's this going to make me feel?
I'm doing pretty good with my after dinner snacking.
Good.
Limited. Not like overeating all the time. I did okay. I just didn't think about it. We should really listen to the podcast.
Uh-huh.
To remind ourselves.
We should. You do. Edit them into videos. Actually, I listened to your Aliza Pressman video your audio. She
was
sounded
bomb?
Very, no, actually, sorry. She sounded very close up to the mic and you sounded very far away.
Oh.
So just that was an FYI. I forgot to tell you.
No problem. Any positive feedback from my first solo podcast?
It was great. I loved it. I loved it.
Great.
I think you made us seem like worse parents than we actually are with like how much iPad we give him and all that. I was a little bit like, oh, Timmy, that's not quite
what
happens. But
otherwise good.
But otherwise great.
Like a B?
B plus.
Oh.
B plus.
All right. Probably get into like Williams.
I don't know what that is. So yeah, probably.
It's a college. It's a good one. All right. Well, what's on your mind?
Something on my mind.
Let's roll into something on my mind.
Something on my mind. So something on my mind that has changed in like how I've reacted to it in the past week. That sort of sounds confusing. But we haven't really discussed a lot on here. And we've obviously been dealing with a lot on our own and discussed it. But we have been going through the motions of like some fertility stuff. I think everybody on here knows, maybe I shouldn't assume, but if you listen to my podcast on CCRM, I like really updated everybody on where we were at and that we were using a surrogate and that we had had two miscarriages. And I think just like to Cliff's notes, where we're at now and what's on my mind is just sort of like trying to stay in the moment and not making any plans before we know everything. So we had gotten a second opinion from a doctor a week ago. We went to another doctor just to see if I could actually carry. And she had seen some scar tissue in there, a good amount of scar tissue that she thought was probably from the previous miscarriages and the multiple DNCs. And I feel like I'm telling you everything that you already know, but just to like catch up the listener.
Gotta be for them too.
Yes.
They're the ones doing the dishes.
Yeah, so Ellie.
Saw your belly button.
So I think the reason we had gone in to go see her was because after these two failed, you know, transfers with the surrogate, it's just been a lot of money and a lot of emotions and a lot of stuff that we've been through. So we were like, should I just try this on my own? Like, I feel like I'm in a much better place. I'm like emotionally and physically more healthy. Like, let's see what we can do. So we had this doctor's appointment. She said I had the scar tissue. I went to the radiologist on Friday to get something called an HSG test, where they like fill you up with a certain colored liquid and they're able to see what's happening in your uterus and your fallopian tube, just to make sure that everything looks like what it's supposed to in order for implantation. And long story short, they said that they thought everything looked fine and that I wasn't going to need this follow-up surgery. But I think last week I had hit this low before having this procedure of like, what are we going to do? Like, can I even carry? Are we going to do a surrogate? This is too much for me. I don't even want to deal with it. And I think it was all hitting me like that because, one, I was like really sick and exhausted and had just come off of, I don't know, was in like sort of a depressed state like I can be. And everything felt like it was like worst case scenario. And I guess what's on my mind now is just like really trying to take this all step by step and not future spiral, because there's no point in future spiraling until you have answers from like what the next step that you're supposed to do is. You know what I mean? Like on Friday we had this appointment and that could go one of two ways. And it's like, why even try to think about which way it's going to go and how you're going to handle it? It's just, it feels like wasted energy. So I'm trying not to put like a grade on everything and trying to take it in small steps as opposed to looking at it so like macro and bird's eye view and getting really overwhelmed by it, because I do feel like not complete. Like I want this for us. I want this for me. I want this for Sunny. I want this for you. And I'm not like ready to give up on it. But at the same time, when you think about like the whole journey and not knowing when it's going to come or how it's going to happen, it can be like, oh my God, like just no.
Right. It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah. So that's what's on my mind.
Right.
I first gave AG1 a try because simple daily habits are key for me, and I have been desperate for some simplification in my life. In this current age of wellness, it can be so much to keep track of all the different supplements and the vitamins, the probiotics, the adaptogens, and honestly, I could go on all morning, but it's just too much. It's too much to manage. AG1 is an amazing single solution that supports your entire body by filling in nutrient gaps daily. It allows me to support my gut health while also supporting my immune and brain health. Aging is obviously something that we have to deal with, but I want to do it gracefully. I want to be healthy and I want to have as much energy while doing it. So the things that matter the most for me as long as possible need to be taken care of, and just one scoop of AG1 daily lays the groundwork for this long-term health. Since I started drinking AG1 daily, I've really felt such a boost physically and mentally. You guys have seen it. You've like heard me talk about it. I really do feel a noticeable pep in my step. Not only does AG1 deliver my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more, it's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop, mix in with water, once a day, every day. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why I'm so excited to welcome them as a new partner. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/withwit. That's drinkag1.com/withwit. Check it out.
Are you looking for some good, clean positivity? Good, me neither. I'm Maddie Murphy, and I host The Bad Broadcast, a weekly comedy podcast dedicated to talking about everything we love to hate. I searched my whole life to find my passion. Little did I know, I had been practicing my true talent every single day, complaining. Join me every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts, and be sure to follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast to answer our weekly questions and for a chance to be featured on the show. See you there.
Mine too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we got into a fight, but like, you know, it was your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You were sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like you hadn't eaten anything in a couple days because, you know, it was a stomach flu. And like you were spiraling.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the guys, all five of them listening, from our perspective, it's like, I think I'm still learning when it's the right time to listen and mm-hmm. validate your feelings and that's it. And then, mm-hmm. or like listen, validate your feelings and problem solve, you know? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think sometimes when you problem solve with your partner and you're both dealing with something, it can seem like, hey, just like take it one step at a time and, you know, don't make such a big deal out of it. And that like immediately invalidates the person's feelings. Like, offering a suggestion for how to help can sometimes have the opposite effect mm-hmm. intended.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have to learn when it's just time to be like, I know this shit sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like, you know, we'll do this.
Like how, let's get through. Yeah.
And then you're like, it's easier said than done. And I'm like,
I know. I feel bad for you now, like looking back on it, because of course the logical thing to do when you see someone in need or having a hard time is to like try to think of options, solutions for how they can get out of it, you know?
But and I should have known. You're there, diarrhea face.
Yeah, I guess brain. It's just like, yes, right now it sucks. Like, just let's like, talk about this. Like, you did say that too. Like, let's reconvene on this, like, when we're not in this place.
And we haven't really talked about it, so I feel like we're reconvening now.
Mm-hmm. I know, because we haven't really updated since I had the meltdown and was like, this is just too much for me.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's not too much for me in this moment.
Right.
And that's what I keep on trying to tell myself, that like, go through the motions and only do what you can do, what feels right to you in that moment. And like, I feel hopeful about what the doctor saw on Friday, and that if it's not going to be as difficult as I thought in my head it was going to be,
mm-hmm.
so now such wasted time that I worried about that I can handle this, you know? So it's just proof to like, especially with health stuff and specifically with this fertility stuff, when there's so much that we can't control that is like medical and scientific, that our brains, like we're trying to control it so badly. We're trying desperately to like create the formula and tell the future, and we just have to release that. So I'm good in this moment. I feel like we'll wait to hear what Dr. Beck says after talking to the radiologist, and we'll see whether it's something that we want to just like enjoy and try and take the pressure off for a little while, and me like maybe not be a lab rat and go straight into IVF. But it'll be one of those options, and I feel fine about it right now.
Great. I mean, from my perspective, when like it has very little to do with me at this point. Like, it's easy for me to be like, okay, like, the next step is just waiting to hear back from the doctor
yeah.
to see what is possible. I'm not even thinking about the next steps after that.
Yeah, you're so lucky that you...
Oopsie, like, did lucky. I just make a mistake?
No. That's your truth. So that's fair.
My truth.
And I think that should be a goal. Like, I think that's real present mindful thinking. I don't know if there's something, because you're not the one that necessarily has to take any action. Maybe that's the reason why you're not thinking about it.
Right. It's easy for you to spiral into the future because you're the one who has to, like... And it's not just the disappointment of things not working out, even though that is the biggest part of it. But like, I think a part of it that people don't talk about as much is like, the part of it that makes it feel like a second job, the scheduling of doctors, the calling of insurance, the filling out of forms, like the like going, parking, waiting, checking in, mm-hmm. all of that times a billion, because there's a million different mm-hmm. appointments and things we have to make, like all of that.
And then comparing this doctor to that doctor and this procedure versus that one, and like having to know your research and feeling like you don't know enough and thinking that you should be trusting your doctors, but like, can you trust your doctors? There's just so much right. like actual work and production and like
mental space
exhaustion. Yeah.
It is a lot. I completely yeah. get it. But for me, the next step is like, she gets the results and we hear what she thinks are the next steps. Uh-huh. And I don't know, there's just like a wall for everything after that. Not like to not be prepared or to like keep your head in the sand, but it's just there's no point in using any of my brain power for the next five steps until we just get done with the next step in front of us.
Mm-hmm. I need to take more of a page out of that book. I know you...
Yeah, but like I can't, when you're spiraling, I can't tell you that, or it doesn't work.
No, I have to tell myself that because I believe that, and that's how I want to think, and that's what actually helps me. Like, and that's what I don't want to say everyone says, but like at least my therapist right now, you know, when you start to spiral like this, you need to be rooted back in reality. You have to get rooted back in reality. So you have to ask yourself, like, what is actually happening right now with the information that I've been given? Like, can I even make a decision? Is it worth me spiraling? Because like, do I need more answers? Do I need to have more conversations? Like, this is not worthy of my brain power. So yeah, I think that women and men can get there. I think that it's just harder for women in this scenario because we have to sort of like, quote, pay the consequences when it comes down to actually like getting pregnant, showing up to the appointment, getting stuck with the needles.
Yeah, I agree. I'm trying to make is like, we're in it. We're in this, not fight, but like you're spiraling and I'm trying to help you. And I'm saying, just take it one step at a time.
Uh-huh.
But like me in my position, like, even though that's the right advice, and if someone else told you it might hit home, it just doesn't land the same.
I think it will moving forward. Mm. I think if you were to say something to me like that, this is just a reminder. This is all we know right now. Like, let's just take it one step at a time. And I'll be like...
You'd be like, fuck you. It's so easy for you to say. It's not your body. And I'll be like, oh, God. Like, I just want to go eat.
I want to eat too.
There goes my goal. All right. Well, it sounds like a plan. By the way, we have a name. Is that bad luck to have a name? If we ever have
a
second
baby. Do we have a name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to tell you. We'll tell you in three podcasts.
If it works for a boy or a girl.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, that's heavy shit.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Let's take a deep breath.
Deep breaths feel so good. And this actually is a really good segue into my sunny thing.
Yeah.
Which is that there was it just confirmation that everything is a phase to all you parents out there struggling with whatever phase it is that you're dealing with your baby, toddler, whatever right now. Like, I was worried Sunny was going to like not want to cuddle, not want to be lovey-dovey. Wait, what did we just do that reminded me of something?
Deep breaths.
Oh, deep breaths. Like, whenever I would try to tell him about deep breaths, he would like, I don't want to take a deep breath. Like, very just rash and like boy behavior. I don't want to say typical boy behavior.
Just take it one step at a time. You're like, you take it one step at a time.
And now I'm hearing like, I'll say, let's take a deep breath. And I'll take a deep breath and I'll really see him do it. And like, he'll look outside and be like, it's so pretty out. And then like this morning, I'll be like, come cuddle with me. And he just comes and cuddles with me. And he like wants to, he like doesn't want to leave. And he's okay leaving in the morning to go to school, but he can't get enough hugs. And he's like just such a sweet, cuddly boy.
He's very cuddly.
And remember when we were just like, oh my God, he never like cuddles us or wants to kiss us or anything. Remember that phase?
Yeah, but it's just a phase.
I know, but it's just, he's just becoming such like a cute, sweet, gentle little boy.
Yeah, I got nothing to complain about for Sunny. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You don't have to, there's nothing to
No,
it doesn't even have to be
a
complaint thing.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. But he's great. He's doing great. And we had his report card.
His progress report.
Yeah. Yeah. And his teachers love him and he's doing well and he's smart and he did well on his tests and he's starting to really like sports. Not that that matters. If he didn't like it, he didn't like it, but he's like getting into things. And
he's a good goalie. He doesn't want to play on the field for soccer, but he likes
it. He does. I've seen him do that. Okay, just because you've won data points saying goalie doesn't mean that's the truth.
Okay, fair.
But he's great. And like his music teacher like went out of her way to stop us and say how great he is in class. And like just other people out there in the world, independent of us, like love him. And it's because we did a good job and I feel proud.
Mm-hmm. And we're not done. We have a lot more work to
do. No, I'm done. You're done. Okay, I'm busy. All right. I've taught him everything I have to teach him and he's on his own.
My favorite part of the progress report was when she said that he was like the first one to come and hug her when she walks in the class and then everyone else comes and hugs her.
Yeah, that was sweet.
I'm happy he gets school and he's doing fine in those tests, you know, like that he's whatever, but it's like the person that he is. That's the most important part for
me. That and the test scores.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Those are the two most important.
As long as he's above average.
He's way above average, 91st percentile.
For height?
No, for language arts in the country, okay? In the nation. All right, that's 50 states if you count Alaska.
Get a taste of M, a hot new collection of craveable intimates from Maidenform, a brand with a whole lot of history. They've been around since the very first bras, and now they're bringing you a new kind of classic, the chicest basics you've ever seen. Maidenform is a brand with 100 years of innovation and category leadership. I've been wearing them for years. They wrote the book on bras, and M is their next big chapter. The material could not be more comfortable. It's buttery soft on the skin, super breathable, and shapeshifts with your body. I'm a huge fan of their underwear and all their subtle, pretty colors. They're so comfortable. My favorite cut is the style called the Barely There High Leg. They're silky smooth, completely invisible under clothing, and no tags to deal with cutting off, which are my pet peeve. All of their fabrics are luxurious and feel way more expensive than they are. Maidenform has always believed that great style and comfort doesn't have to break the bank. And another thing I love about the collection is that even though they're innerwear, the pieces are actually chic enough to wear out of the house and easy to style to whatever look you're going for. Visit maidenform.com and use code WITHWIT20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's maidenform.com and use code WITHWIT20 for 20% off your first order. Optimal Bio specializes in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. That's BHRT, okay? Bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. So BHRT is the exact same molecule that your body produces, so your body knows how to metabolize it. Optimal Bio doses your hormone dose off of your blood work, so it's personalized to you. All right, so hormones are the foundation of your health with hundreds of functions in your body. When it comes to hormones, I have so much more to learn and understand, but what I do know is that your hormones decrease when you age. But because of environmental factors, your hormones are decreasing at a much quicker rate. Optimal Bio works to treat fatigue, brain fog, trouble concentrating, anxiety, depression, and trouble sleeping. So pretty much all the things that could be throwing you off. When your hormones are in optimal range, Optimal Bio works as preventative health, keeping your heart, brain, and bones healthy and steady as you age. Optimal Bio currently has locations throughout the Southeast, multiple offices across North Carolina, Charlottesville, Virginia, Charleston, South Carolina, and Austin, Texas. You start with a quick introductory call to answer some general questions. Then you go for an in-person consultation where you meet your care team and discuss any and all of your current health concerns. Visit optimalbio.com and use code WITHWIT for 20% off your consultation. That's OptimalBio.com and use code WITHWIT for 20% off your consultation. location. Visit www.optimalbio.com or optimalbio on Instagram for more information. Timmy, what is a pop thing that happened this week that you want to talk about? A pop thing.
Do we have a song for pop thing?
Pop culture palette cleanser. I got to do a better one, but yeah.
Pop culture palette cleanser.
Do, do, do. I think you
scrub
do
a dubby
in a British accent. Okay. Yeah. My palette needs to be cleansed.
Yes.
Whoa, you need a microphone little... so close to my face.
Does it exfoliate it?
I don't know. Let's just put so many other people's breath germs on my nose. On it. All right. I have three pop culture things I want to talk about.
Okay.
Nominees, and we can spend time on one or all, whatever you want to do. It's a totally relaxed format.
Okay. Ready.
People who have stressed out podcasts like Joe Rogan can go fuck themselves.
You really are on a Joe Rogan crusade today.
I don't
today.
Even care. I don't even know anything about Joe Rogan. He likes a cold plunge. Cool.
You like a cold plunge too.
I did a hot plunge. Does you get any credit for that? I went in a hot tub. All right. I was in it for 4 hours. Is that healthy? It's got to be healthy. Also, I'm not peeing in the hot tub. That's a big thing. Okay?
Yeah, no, you should.
A lot
no.
of respect.
Respect.
For others. And yeah. Sonny won't pee in it either.
No.
Taught him that. I've already taught him not to pee in a hot tub. What so else could easy. He need to know?
It's so easy for guys to not pee in the hot tub. That all they have to do is just like stand up and pee out into the bushes.
That's true.
I mean, can't when girls, we're at home.
If you stood up and peed, what would happen?
So it depends.
Like every guy just leaned in.
It depends. Like, do you want me to show you?
Yes.
The options of what could happen?
Yes.
Okay.
This is our pop culture palate cleanser.
So there's a few options.
You got to talk louder though.
There's like, you just stand like this.
Uh-huh.
And it just goes running down both of your
double
thighs.
Stream?
Okay. You never Whoa. Know where it's going to go. It's
okay.
Like,
why is it
based
split?
On gravity.
Okay.
It doesn't just go straight down, but it okay.
Uh-huh.
And then that's you can't stand straight. You can't stand like who's going to go in public and go like this. Also, you have to wipe yourself. If you don't wipe yourself, like you can get a UTI. The best way when you were younger was to just go in a field like this.
Uh-huh. And do you have to wipe yourself if you do that? Did you just wiggle? Wait, do that again. Let me get a video of it.
It's like frog pose. Uh-huh.
And then it comes out in one stream?
Once and it doesn't touch anything. You just have to watch for a splatter.
Do you have to wipe then?
I mean, you
It's
you
best
should.
To.
Best to. But find a leaf.
Ooh, a leaf.
Yeah, so that's why we don't pee in public.
Because it's you don't know
it's
where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, back to your pop culture palettes.
Palettesies. All right. I got the Oscars. We watched the Oscars.
Yeah.
Apparently we're big award show people now. Like watch them start to finish. That's weird.
I really I like them. I've always liked award shows.
You have.
Yeah. I always grew up watching award shows with my family.
That's cute.
Yeah, we watched the red carpets and then watched the whole thing. I was like when I was little, I like wanted to be Julia Roberts.
You are Julia Roberts.
The modern day Julia Roberts.
Yeah, you're the Julia Roberts of podcasts. All right, well, what did you think of the Oscars? I mean, my main takeaway was Ryan Gosling's face.
Yeah.
Is anyone even talking about it? Nobody's even talking about it.
I don't know.
Why aren't more people talking about...
Olivia, did you notice that or are we crazy?
What happened?
Ryan Gosling, just like that he looked like so puffy.
He's got plastic surgery face.
Like filler face.
Yeah.
I just saw the sunglasses. I was just watching the performance.
You were just staring at his crotch.
Yeah, per usual.
Sorry, inappropriate.
Horn dog.
You're such a horny toad. His face looked like it had plastic surgery.
Yeah, it looked like a balloon and shiny.
It did not. I mean, maybe this is not nice to talk about. We can cut it. I don't know. But that was the main takeaway for me was like, what'd you do to your face, guy?
Yeah. I had no takeaways. I thought it was so boring.
Yeah, it was a little boring.
But and that's gonna be that was this is gonna be aired next Tuesday, so you may not
even. Nobody even cares about it anymore. Nobody's gonna care about. That's what I'm saying. Nobody's gonna care about any of this pop culture shit.
Some of it can be relevant.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it's about dishes.
All right, I have one that's relevant.
My other one will be relevant in a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it about Kate Middleton?
No.
Because I am interested in Kate Middleton. Okay? Because she hasn't been talking to the press for a while. And everyone's like, where's Kate Middleton? And I'm pretty sure she was dead or something. Like, I was ready for a big conspiracy theory. At least to perpetuate one.
You were ready to spread some rumors and get involved.
I mean, I'm still trying. I think she's dead.
You do.
I think Kate Middleton is dead. And unless she comes on this podcast and says she's not, then she is.
Wasn't it confirmed that she had some stomach surgery? And then, like, she posted a picture with her kids and then
had a lot of Photoshop. First of all, let's dive into that for a second, okay? One, like, initial reaction, who gives a fuck if you're Photoshopping something? But second reaction, more petty, shitty one, is like, what are you doing?
Well, I want to know why, what she was Photoshopping. Because the photo was so...
It wasn't like she made herself one way or the other more, whatever. It was like... there was a strange zipper and then like someone's sleeve like went into nowhere. It's just clear that they had Photoshop. To what end? I don't know. Maybe she wasn't in the photo.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible.
Because she's gone. And William killed her to death. Okay.
I don't know what's going on enough.
Is this how rumors get started?
I don't know. You're making me want to look into it more because
we don't do that here.
I saw on the explore page like part of her hair wasn't matching and part of like the tiles on the floor weren't matching. Why? I don't know.
Have you ever photoshopped a photo?
Use the app Photoshop?
I don't know. Like, this is something that's...
Yes,
that's
I've filtered photos before.
Filtering?
Yes.
But, like, what I'm talking about... This,
like, misshape? Like, move...
I don't know. Like, the internet is up in arms when the Kardashians do something. I don't know if it's to make their wrist look skinnier or whatever the purpose is.
Yes.
But people don't like it.
People don't like it.
They want the truth.
They want the
truth. And the press was upset. The press was like, you can't lie to us.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself.
I know.
The Guardian,
that's also true because the press is also lying to us all the time.
Yeah, you're lying to us.
But
the press.
It just feels like it's like if you're doing that, what else are you doing?
Probably not having stomach surgery. What's stomach surgery?
I don't know.
Did her appendix burst?
I don't know. I thought boob job, but it feels like.
Like she couldn't just come out and say that? How long does it take to recover from a boob job?
I thought like 2 weeks. So that's why it's like a little bit weird.
Has anyone seen her? Except for in this photo, which is Photoshopped. Just saying, you heard it here first. She's dead.
I need to do a little bit more research.
Are we
going
to be able to make those? She's dead.
Okay. Joke? Yes, it's fine.
I'm just kidding. She's alive probably. I mean, I haven't heard from her. Have you heard from her? Text her.
I know.
I texted her
a week ago and she didn't respond. So I was like, if she doesn't text me by tomorrow, I'm just going to reach out.
Call the press.
Yeah. And then I have her on Find My Phone too.
Yeah. Where is she?
And I don't know. I feel like she's had it turned
Balmoral?
Off.
She's at Balmoral?
She's had it.
What's
Balmoral? Wait, let me check.
Okay. Kate, call us. Okay. We're worried about you. She seems lovely, by the way. But she's also like Pippa, like enough with the photos on the beach.
Yeah, like, I'm the sister.
But nobody cares.
Yeah.
They care about me and my stomach boob job. All right, my other pop culture thing was Andy Cohen coming for you. Just kidding. Not kidding. So he's in a lawsuit.
With Leah Mob, right? Or with a bunch of people.
With Leah, I don't know, Brandy Glanville. Who, like, if you were at a lawsuit, would you want Brandy Glanville on your side?
No, she's not like
she's not adding credibility.
No, she's not a credible witness.
No, she's a hostile witness.
Yeah, for sure.
You're a lawyer, right?
Yes. Correct.
I object.
That's how lawyers speak.
You're dressed like a lawyer who's going to go to a gym.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
This is like what my FBI agent aunt used to wear. Like, she would wear workout clothes because she was, like, addicted to working out. And, like, she would always have, like, some athleisure with, like, a suit jacket and then, like, her gun in her elastic, you know?
Yeah. That's badass.
Yeah. one's for you, Wendy. All right, my pop culture thing.
Wait, we're not done with Andy Cohen.
Okay, so they're in. Are they in an actual like? Is it? Can we get watch the court?
Maybe it'll be on court
TV. That
would
be the next big thing.
Well, basically, Leah's saying that he like offered cocaine to his favorite housewives, which like, is that a crime? I guess cocaine is a crime.
I mean, is off. Yeah, I guess doing
like being generous is not that. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, like offering. I would never sue someone.
I don't know where the suing comes in there. But then the other part is she's like, the producers pressured me to drink, knowing I was sober for like ratings, which I'm sure they do. You know.
Yeah, in a subtle way, they do. Or in a subtle or not so subtle way. I don't know with her situation.
Well, we don't know anything.
Yeah, that, we don't know anything. That is, but I know we've been urged to drink, like in reality TV.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah. And I think that there's a larger discussion here about Andy Cohen, who might personify this problem. But reality TV is about the crumbling of people's lives and us getting to watch it as viewers. And producers have to be responsible for promoting that. But then again, you know, the people who go on the show have to know what they're signing up for. Where is the line drawn? Who's responsible? And then ultimately, what role do we play as the viewers who eat this shit up? Is it our fault? If we weren't watching it, they wouldn't be making it, right?
I know, these people want us to watch it. Like, I feel like Leah, I'm sorry to say, like, if she were asked back and successful from it, wouldn't be in this situation. Sorry, but
we love Leah. But I hear what you're saying. Yeah. It's like, well, you sign up for these shows, you know they're about.
That's what I think. I think you sign up for these shows and you understand that they are not going to necessarily show. Not only are they not necessarily going to show your reality, and they're going to edit the shit out of you to make you look like the worst version possible of yourself, but they're gonna, every aspect of your personal life is going to be messed with. And like, if you don't know that going into it, like, I think that's on you. I don't know. And I feel like you signed something. No one should be forced to drink in any work setting, but like, who's actually forcing anybody to drink? I always had agency. I can only speak from my own perspective, you know, from like, being someone that has been produced, I always felt like at the end of the day, it was still my decision to be made.
For sure.
You know,
for
like
sure.
Nobody else could force me to do something.
No, but I think beyond producers forcing or encouraging cast to do things that they don't want for ratings, these shows, especially at the reunions, they pretend like Andy is some kind of therapist, like trying to mend relationships, when the truth is these shows exist when the relationships are torn apart, and like, he is the puppet master of all of that, and sitting there playing therapist just feels very hypocritical. Now, I'm not saying these shows should be about mending the relationships. We watch it to watch the train wreck, and we play a part in it too, but there is some duplicity that rubs me the wrong way.
I agree. So I would ask you, like, if you were Andy, and you developed this
network. I'd like to be the new nicer Andy.
I know. So I'm thinking, if you develop this
same
network.
Same amount of cocaine going on.
Yeah. Like, when are you going to offer me some cocaine?
We don't do cocaine.
No.
Anymore. Today. Anymore today. We haven't done any more since we woke up today.
That's why I'm in such a mood. Okay. And you had started this network and like had these reality shows. When you did these reunions, what would your, first of all,
I
don't think you would be hosting the reunions. Mm. Like, I would get Andy. No, I'm just saying, like, he should have taken himself out of this from the beginning. How could he have not seen that being the face of this? Like,
he is a character on these shows now.
Yeah.
Like, the reunion, yes, he has become a character on his own shows that he's producing. I agree. Maybe he should have stayed out of it. Maybe he should have gotten Jenny Mai to do all the on-camera stuff, or maybe Whitney Port, fucking call us. No.
But it's like, I agree. Is it our fault we're watching it? Like, but it's these people, they signed up, they wanted the paycheck. You know what I mean?
I know.
They want us to watch it. They want us to watch it.
Everyone wants us to watch it. That's a fact.
Yeah.
The cast wants you to watch it. They don't want to show their life falling apart, but when you know, season five is in question, they're ready to fucking, you know, throw the shit around.
Yeah. I think
it's ultimately the viewing public's fault. I think that there is a market for it, and someone is going to step up and mm-hmm. deliver it, whether mm-hmm. it's Andy Cohen or someone else. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we didn't watch it, then they would stop making it.
Yeah.
But I think there's a way to make these shows responsibly and, mm-hmm. and at least not pretend like you're doing a therapy session.
Yeah.
You know, you're just here to stir up shit.
Yeah.
And if you want to stay out of it, get someone else to do it.
Right.
Anyway. But I do recognize our part in it as being the ultimate bad guys because we watch it.
We watch it and we react to it and we love it.
We're the worst. Oh, God.
God, I went feeling so good.
Let's do some more cocaine.
The cocoa went bad.
Don't do cocaine. Don't do any drugs. That's a full disclaimer right there.
Say hello to your IRL makeup filter in a bottle, CoverGirl's Simply Ageless Skin Perfector Essence. This skincare makeup hybrid looks and feels so unique. So it's developed using micro droplet technology. The pigmented capsules burst and blend to easily distribute a sheer, even tint. And with a plant-based retinol alternative, it works to reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. So I put this on the other night before a little dinner out and was so happy with how light and even the coverage was and just the way that my skin looked like my skin, just fresher. It's the perfect base for the fresh face, no makeup look that I always go for and a really great lighter weight alternative to foundation. CoverGirl Simply Ageless Skin Perfector is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and contains 71% water that provides an instant burst of moisture upon application and hydrates your skin for up to 24 hours. After trying to use it consistently for the last couple weeks, I can honestly say that my complexion looks so much more plump, my wrinkles are fading just a tad, and I just feel like more refreshed. It's made in 8 adaptable shades to complement all skin tones, and it can be worn alone or as a nice primer under your favorite foundation. Also, how cool that you can walk into a drugstore and get a product of this quality. You won't find this unique formula from any other drugstore brand. Glowing, radiant skin is only a pump away, only from easy, breezy, beautiful CoverGirl. Truly Hard Seltzer has a new party pack, and it is so, so great for a little weekend gathering with your friends, a little barbecue, a little pool party, weather's getting nice. There are a lot of hard seltzers out there, but so many of them honestly are just not for me. They can be too sweet or like overly flavored and just not craveable. Like I don't want to put them in my body. But I found Truly Hard Seltzer's flavors to actually be like so nice and light, easy to sip, and just the perfect drink to pop open for a little happy hour. Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and just allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mix packs, Berry and the new Party Pack. They come in a range of flavors that are super refreshing and made with real fruit juices. There's a brand new raspberry flavor that has a lot of hype behind it. I just saw on Stassi's Instagram, she was talking about it. She said it was her favorite flavor. I personally always go for the citrusy flavor, so I'll usually grab the citrus squeeze flavor. But Truly Hard Seltzers are great to have on ice at a party, great for hosting along with all other beer and wine. And with only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, they don't weigh you down or bring on the next day headaches like wine sometimes gives me. So to find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right, what were your pop culture palate cleansers?
Well, mine was just like, it's The Bachelor and next week is the finale. Mm. And The Bachelor is just so cute this season, and I kind of wish you were watching with me because I think that you really would have liked it. And it reminded me how important just The Bachelor being likable how much that adds to like the whole season. Mm-hmm. And
likable.
He's so likable.
What's his name?
I don't even know.
I like that name. Andy? Oh my God, Andy Cohen.
No, wait, I can't remember. But he's really cute and he's really sweet and really warm. And I feel like the girls aren't good enough for him. Mm. And I'm just excited to be back into like a Bachelor franchise and excited for the finale next.
All right, I'll watch the finale with you.
Will you?
Yeah, I love you, baby. Okay. I'll do whatever you want.
Andrea asked if maybe we want to watch it together.
She's not invited. Andrea, you're disinvited. Just kidding. You're invited. If you went on The Bachelor mm-hmm. right now, you think you'd make it to hometowns?
No.
What? You're so hot.
Oh my God, babe. This couple weeks ago, the whole storyline was about this, how this one 30-year-old was like
too old
because she was like on the fast track to wanting kids.
Mm-hmm. And The Bachelor wasn't ready for that.
He was like, it's in my next like 2 to 4 year plan, but it's not like in my immediate plan.
Uh-huh. This guy sounds like a dick.
Don't rant on my parade. Don't yuck my yum.
I'm not jealous. I hear he's a tennis player. Mm-hmm. Jealous of that. Tell you mm-hmm. that much right now.
Mm-hmm. You're a tennis player too, babe.
No, I'm not.
It's one of the reasons why I like you because you're an athlete.
Get this mic out of my face.
You're an athlete and you smell like grass.
Thanks. I love you too.
It's like what my dad used to always smell like.
That's great. It's great. I'm replacing your dad. I'm sure that'll be an easy some money for some therapists there. Like I'm
Babe,
a different
you've
person.
You replaced him 11 years ago. You've already subconsciously filled that role, okay?
Right. That's for another podcast. Yeah. Ask Joe Rogan about that.
Well, he was in the knife plunge.
All right. Well, what was the best thing you ate this week? The best thing I ate this week.
The best thing I ate. I didn't have anything that was like... I didn't eat anything this week. This
she had
week
a stomach
was
flu.
I had this. I didn't. There was nothing calling out my name. So like the first thing on the tip of my tongue was my blended boba from Earth Cafe, which now I do blended instead of iced.
What does that mean?
So instead of if for everyone coming to LA, go to Earth Cafe, get a mint boba, which consists of it's just like a blended smoothie with like matcha powder.
You already lost me.
Milk.
What is blended? Fruit?
The drink.
What
it's
drink?
Like ice, okay. Milk, and matcha.
Okay. There you go. And that gets blended.
Mixed together, got blended. It. And then they put in the boba.
And what is boba?
Boba is tapioca.
And what is tapioca?
Tapioca is a root vegetable, I think, that's then made into like a gelatin. Let's hear. Let's look up boba balls.
What?
Boba balls segment.
What? It's a root vegetable?
What are boba balls made out of? Boba pearls are made of tapioca starch that comes from the cassava root. So compassionate customers can rest easy knowing that gelatin is not used in the making of these tiny balls of deliciousness.
Cassava root. Babe, you're learned.
So that's the deal. That was my best thing I had.
I didn't have a best thing I ate either because I didn't eat anything good.
You're going to dinner tonight. I bet it's going to be delicious. Where are you going?
I'm going to Cut Sidecar.
What's that?
Just like the bar at Cut.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous. Not like in a bad way.
Oh, in a good way.
Yeah. Oh. I have a dinner tomorrow night with my girlfriends at 8 at Cipriani.
Oh, see you guys there.
See you there.
You can get there.
It will be in the past.
Yeah, if you could get in the past. So I'm going to tell you about the worst thing I ate. Which was that Chinese meat I tried to make.
Oh, barf in my mouth.
Barf-rama.
Oh, God.
So.
That talk about gelatinous meatballs.
Yeah. So Whitney bought, oh my God, are we touching feet?
Yeah, heels to toes. Got you.
Oh man, if you're in a bad mood, just start a podcast and go record
if you're in
an
a bad
episode.
Mood, just hang out with me.
Yeah, just hang out with us on withwit.com and do the dishes.
Okay, next. So, okay, thank you, next.
Yeah, enough talking. So Whitney got this. We haven't been enjoying Whole Foods meat. Sorry, Whole Foods and Amazon and Jeff Bezos, but it hasn't been good. So step it up.
It's
so
true.
Whitney got some packaged meat. It's like Kobe's style Kobe?
It was like a Wagyu. Thought from Vicente Foods in Brentwood.
And it probably didn't need this technique applied to it, but I did it anyway. It's called velveting, and it's where, deep breath, it was disgusting. You take the meat and you
cut. Wait,
no!
Before we get into it, what makes you think that I was ever gonna like a velvety meat? Like, in what world would I like velvety meat?
Because it makes it more tender. And the last time I made steak, it was too tough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. See the logic there?
Mm-hmm.
Jerk. So what you do is you cut the meat across the grain into thin slices, you know, like you would for like a beef and broccoli dish. And then you put baking soda on it and like a little bit of water and then like your flavor. And I wonder if I had stopped there if it would have been good, but I added fish sauce, which is gross.
Oh God.
I thought fish sauce was going to taste like plum sauce or like tamarind sauce or like something that tasted fucking good. It tasted like fish, shockingly enough.
You didn't taste it before you put it in.
No, I just put it right in.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a mistake. And then I also added flour, because I thought it could be like, it would then give it like the crispy outside.
Mm-hmm. Were you stoned?
Yeah, probably. Not on cocaine.
Yeah.
Anyway, didn't work out. So if anyone is listening, can you tell me where I went wrong? Was it the fish sauce? Was it the baking soda? Was it the flour? Because I'd like to try it again, maybe with some, maybe the meat was already tender. Maybe this is what you do for like shittier meat.
Yeah.
Anyway, really, I'm sorry about that. It was bad.
It's okay. It's okay. I forgave you. There was enough for me to eat, and I think I just like gorged on candy afterwards.
Great. Sounds like we're doing really well at home. I don't know. The best thing I ate was maybe a bagel from Hank's after my stomach virus.
Oh, yeah,
virus.
I forgot that I got that the other
fine.
Day.
Why aren't we eating better?
Let's go eat something good now.
Yeah,
pick
we will.
Something up.
I'm going to eat good tonight. All right. Did you have any brain farts this week? I heard you say earlier you didn't.
I didn't. Not that I could remember, unless this is a brain fart of a brain fart.
Oh, brain fart as you forgot.
Yeah,
a brain
so
fart.
Inception of me.
Oh, we started watching Inception when he got through the first 13 minutes. Yeah. Should be really easy for her to keep up with watching it in eight nights.
Yeah, I have the whole plot down.
They're like in a dream.
In a dream.
Sometimes.
In a dream.
Yeah.
Sometimes four times.
Sometimes deep. They go deep.
Yeah.
Into the dream.
They're like, let me sleep.
Yeah. No, you got it.
I don't like that. That feeling gave me anxiety of like them waking up. I was like, no, let them sleep. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want them to wake up. But the goal for next week.
No, we're not there yet.
Oh, your brain fart.
My brain fart. I scheduled a YouTube live.
Oh, yeah.
Join us on YouTube, whitneyport.com/YouTube/
YouTube.com/WhitneyFort.
That's one way to get to it. There's a lot of different ways now, Whitney, on the internet. And I scheduled it and then just didn't do it.
I got a message on my Instagram. I was like, I think Timmy's supposed to be on the live.
Yeah, I got
right
Amy
now.
Odell. Probably is from her. She's good looking out.
So did you reschedule another one?
Yeah, rescheduled it and did it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's when I set it for kids and then there was no comments and I had to redo it. It was a few brain farts in one story. But eventually we did it.
You got it done.
And everyone enjoyed the live.
It's endearing.
This is me on a live. I'm just like, hey guys. That's it. That's it for half an hour. I just shake my hair at them. Let's look at the memes we sent each other.
Okay.
This is just a fun wind down section of the podcast.
Wind down.
You're like, the dishes are almost over. You're drying. Maybe you just pulled up to your driveway.
Tim kid. Okay. The most random one you just sent me was this like Easter mantle.
Yeah.
That was so random.
That's a cool idea.
He sent this one where you put foam on the mantle and then put a...
Oh, yes. And it has your song too. It's like,
with
a big band.
Yeah. Okay. So
that's a good idea. You put foam on your mantle and then you can put the flowers right in there.
It is a good idea. That's cute.
Yeah. Cute.
Okay. I sent him, do you put these foods in the refrigerator? It was like four foods not to put in the fridge, which I think he's doing well with.
Onions,
one was definitely
garlic, ginger. Don't put them in there.
Uh-uh.
Leave them out.
Uh-uh.
Because they collect fungus. And bacteria.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another meme I sent you was
asking their partner if they are okay or if they are upset with them. It's a form of emotional monitoring, which is a trauma response to growing up in an unstable or abusive environment.
I was like, okay, noted. Trauma, Whitney. Yeah, so I got to reassure Whitney.
Send that one.
Then, and I think this is a good time to talk about a new series that we might start on YouTube about cooking.
Yes.
I was thinking that, like, we send each other, we have a folder, things to cook that we save in, and, like, it would be fun if you tried to cook one and then I tried to cook one, and because they don't really give
you all...
We, like,
tried them for each other.
The, like, steps.
Yeah.
But we could try.
I would love to do that.
Would you guys love to watch that?
Would it be fun, though? Isn't it fun if we're doing it together versus cooking alone and then serving each other? I feel like the fun is doing it together.
Yes, I like when you read the recipe and I do it.
Yeah, we could do that.
But
I could be your sous
recipe.
Chef.
The fun part about this is, like, we have this video. Like, here's one.
We could just translate it ourselves and it would be a team project.
Right, but, like, instead of just doing step by step, it's like we have the video. It's like potatoes in the 20s. And we, like, do it from here.
Yeah.
Without all the information.
Okay.
With just the video.
Okay.
Like, I don't know
and
what
temperature.
And we need
the ingredients, though.
Let's see them. That's okay. What I'm saying. We don't have all the information.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then
is that what people want to see, though? Don't they want to see exact things so that they can, like, I get it. Let's brainstorm and riff. Let's riff.
I don't want to riff.
We need a riff.
I
want to
do my
session.
Idea. No, this is the riff
we
session.
We have to have a riff.
I'm not riffing.
We need to
throw it against the wall and see what sticks.
Collab. We need to hear each other out and meld ideas together.
I refuse to riff or meld.
You can't just produce.
Excuse me. I'm looking at Instagram now. All right.
Brosefina.
Brosef.
Get your act together. Those were the big good memes. Those potatoes au gratin looked really good.
Those were the big good memes.
I'm just trying to keep us on track.
We're on track, babe. What is your goal for next week?
Two things. Easy cheesy. Okay.
Okay.
First is just move. Move my body. I don't care whether that's like a 15-minute Melissa Wood stretch, whether that's a 10-minute walk, whether that's a tennis lesson, whether that's a hot yoga class, whether that's just rolling my neck.
Yeah, you got to do more than rolling.
Okay, fine. Okay? But
I'm taking that off the list.
Whatever it is, I need to do like some sort of like purposeful movement.
Okay.
And meditate. Just meditate. I've been doing my meditations every day and they're impactful and I just want to continue my streak.
Okay, great.
That's it.
Great.
What's yours?
I don't know.
There's nothing you want
to. You want to give me one?
I'm trying to think of what you have going on this week. Okay.
I mean, when you're operating
for yourself,
at, you know, just maximum efficiency, like there's not a lot of room for goals. I'd like to score a goal.
Yeah, I know your golf get. You have some big matches this week. Mm-hmm, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like to hit the ball from inside out. That's
like,
my real goal.
I know
that's my
deep
real
down
goal.
That's
okay,
what your
that's
real
goal
is. You
my
can
goal.
Say it. He's a golf. You know, he likes golf.
I like golf. Sorry.
He's one of those guys.
He's a nerd. Like, let me just explain it to you. Okay?
Okay. Oh my God. Remember when you got mad at me the other night about something about golf and you were like, don't pretend like you care.
I don't talk like that. So that's one.
Don't pretend like you care about golf.
I mean, you're being a major...
Such a lady. Don't pretend like you care.
Look, let me just explain to you something about golf, okay? When you're playing golf, okay, there's a line here.
Nobody cares.
I need you to care.
I care. Nobody else cares.
But maybe the guys...
When we riff, you can do this. I'll let you do this before we riff.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Here's the line.
Mm-hmm.
If your club comes... this way, the ball is going to go that way.
Yeah.
Okay? So you have to come this way. Got to come this way. That's my goal.
So just continue to think about that.
I
make
will continue
that
to
movement
think about
in your, you know, like that.
Fine. Let's get the check.
Okay. I'm ready to go.
All right. Love you. Thanks for having a date with me.
Same. When are we going to go on a real date?
We need to. Next week.
Okay. I'm in.
All right. Happy birthday.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, WhitneyPort.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.